How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Donald Trump has officially issued a video response to the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Now, the purpose of a president in a moment like this is to guide the nation down a de-escalatory path, to use rhetoric that sets the tone and calms people. The reason we entrust one individual with so much power is to reassure people and pull us back from the brink. That is not what Donald Trump does in this video. He immediately escalates. He immediately tries to place blame on almost leftist institutions, judges, organizations. He has a list that he names, and he says, essentially, a quick vengeance speech. I just want to quickly compare this to the reaction of other presidents. President George W. Bush said, quote, "Today, a young man was murdered in cold blood while expressing his political views. It happened on a college campus where the open exchange of opposing ideas should be sacrosanct. Violence and vitriol must be purged from the public square." He continues, but then Bill Clinton came out and said, "I'm saddened and angered by Charlie Kirk's murder, and I hope we all go through some serious introspection, redouble our efforts to engage in debate passionately yet peacefully." Even President Obama said, "We don't yet know what motivated the person who shot and killed Charlie Kirk was, but this kind of despicable violence has no place in our democracy." It was essentially one step away from a public execution, and that's why it's so jarring. Now, Joe Biden says, "There's no place in our country for this kind of violence." The point is, all U.S. presidents had a normal, de-escalatory response, taking heat out of the rhetoric in a top-down way and issuing everybody else to take the heat out of the rhetoric. That is not what Trump does. Let's take a listen and then talk about it.
"For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now. My administration will find each and every one of those who contributed to this atrocity and to other political violence, including the organizations that fund it and support it, as well as those who go after our judges, law enforcement officials, and everyone else who brings order to our country. From the attack on my life in Butler, Pennsylvania last year, which killed a husband and father, to the attacks on ICE agents, to the vicious murder of a healthcare executive in the streets of New York, to the shooting of House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and three others, radical left political violence has hurt too many innocent people and taken too many lives."
That is an intense response. Rather than de-escalating, he decides to immediately place blame, and he lists off a bunch of, you know, events, conveniently leaving out the fact that two Minnesota lawmakers were shot and killed just 3 months back in their homes. These were Democratic lawmakers shot by somebody with a vendetta. He leaves out the fact that the person who shot at him in Butler, Pennsylvania, was a registered Republican. This is an insanely escalatory video. In history, there have been tentpole events like this that are used as a catalyst to cause more violence. Violence begets violence, and it's a chain reaction. And a president is supposed to step in before that happens. Ideally, a leader tries to tone down the rhetoric. I mean, just for example, when Russia invaded Ukraine a few years ago, Biden immediately took a mature tone and was normal about it. No all caps tweets or dictator-like videos. No, he was normal about it. And by the way, liberals don't call Charlie Kirk a Nazi. We don't go around calling everybody a Nazi. We say that Nick Fuentes is very clearly a Nazi. We say that Charlie Kirk was allowing the authoritarian structures in play, but nobody was saying that he's a Nazi. Nobody was calling for violence against Charlie Kirk. As I showed, every Democratic lawmaker has condemned this. Meanwhile, Kash Patel is totally flopping. I want to talk to you guys about this for 1 second, because 2 hours ago, Kash Patel goes, "The subject for the horrific shooting today that took the life of Charlie Kirk is now in custody. Thank you to local and state authorities in Utah for your participation." But then he retracts it and says, "The subject in custody has been released after an interrogation by law enforcement, and people are ripping him apart. You probably shouldn't be live tweeting the investigation until you have full confidence," points out Harry Sisson. Now, Ezra Klein then popped in with a tweet. This one makes a lot of sense. He says, "In the last few years, we've seen the plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, the storming of the Capitol and pipe bombs at the RNC and DNC, the break-in to kidnap Nancy Pelosi, and the brutality of Paul Pelosi, multiple assassination attempts against Trump, the assassination of a Minnesota House Speaker, Melissa Hortman, and her husband, and the shooting of a state senator, John Hoffman, and his wife, Luigi Mangione's assassination on Brian Thompson, the assassination of Charlie Kirk." He says, "Political violence is contagious. It is spreading. It is not confined to one side or belief system. It should terrify us all. The foundation of a free society is the ability to participate in it without fear of violence. Political violence is always an attack against all. You have to be so blind not to see that." That is why everybody who is cheering this on is totally missing the bigger picture. When somebody who you disagree with can get shot in the public square, somebody who you agree with will be next. Somebody who you look up to, a politician, can be next. Like, we do not want any left-wing politicians going through the same experience. It is absolutely horrific. Ezra Klein makes a great point here, and I want to extend on that by saying, while political violence is contagious and it should terrify us all, it is not confined to one belief system. I will say that Democratic politicians have nothing to apologize for. We need to immediately dispel with the narrative that Democratic politicians have anything to apologize for. The rhetoric on our side has been nothing but mature whenever something like this happens, whenever somebody's life is in danger. Meanwhile, when Paul Pelosi was attacked, everybody on the right made fun of it. Or when Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed, there were Republicans in Congress jokingly making tweets about it. This is the type of stuff that we have to push away. Yet when the president of the United States is faced with that very responsibility of pushing this away, he chose the opposite path. He chose escalation, and he chose to inflame things instead of being calm. I will promise you all this. On the Adam Mockler channel, we will continue to fight relentlessly against whatever type of power grab may or may not happen in the next few months. In history, events like this have been used as a pretext to consolidate more power. It's happened many, many times throughout history where something like this takes place and things are inflamed. I do not think this was some conspiracy theory. I do not think this was a false flag from the Trump administration. There is no proof proving that at all. Nothing to say that. This was a tragic act of political violence, and we need to continue to cover it responsibly, de-escalate, and push for our values aggressively. We can still be aggressive in sticking up for minority communities, sticking up for the vulnerable, be aggressive in sticking up for our values without pushing for violence or having calls to violence. There is a line, and the line is protecting American values. With that, I just want to say I really do love you all, guys. We have built something beautiful here, and I think it's the start of something bigger. It is a rough time in America, and it's going to require a steady hand to continue pushing. We're going to build new formats, new shows, return our pro-democracy roots back to America through respectful debate and through, you know, de-escalation, but aggressively sticking up for value. So thank you, guys. See you all in the next one.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.